You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls. How are we this morning? Welcome to a brand new week. We've gone as far as the 6th of March, and it is a Monday. And it is time for us to start this morning's breakfast show. Yep, that's what you're listening to, with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM. Keep an eye on the time, just a minute after 7, and I'm going to be sitting here entertaining you, hopefully, right through till 10 o'clock this morning. And looking at birthdays, one of great relevance for today, the 6th of March, and we're going to go over to Italy. Michelangelo, he was born on this day in 1475, of course an Italian Renaissance painter, sculptor, architect, poet and engineer. Despite making few forays beyond the arts, his versatility in the disciplines he took up was of such a high order that he often considered to be a contender for the title of the archetypical Renaissance man, among with fellow Italian Leonardo da Vinci. So there we go. Some big ones today.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
hit. The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Excuse me.
It's so good tonight.
Nice little song bring us in this morning. I came across that when I was rummaging around the music collection yesterday. Comes from Cloud9 and together with Incognito, and Everything is Good Tonight. Well, about tonight, everything's good today. It's a Monday morning and it's 7.5 minutes right now after the hour of 7 o'clock. It is Monday, which means it's a Music Monday, so we'll just be taking that rummage through the music and on the internet as well. Check in with Ingrid, check in with Yasmin, and well, check in with you lot out there as well. Why not? It's Monday, Monday. Mums and Papas.
Monday, Monday. So good to me. Monday morning. It was all. Sometimes it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday morning, you gave me no warning of what was to be. Oh, Monday, Monday, how could you leave and not take me? Every other day of the week is fine.
There was always a big populist. Still is a big favourite of mine. Monday, Monday from the Mamas and Papas. Take us back to the year 1966. Of course, background instruments in those days, as they were. Members of the Wrecking Crew playing there. They came off the album, If You Can Believe Your Eyes and Ears. 1966. Oh. We're 11 minutes right now after the hour, 7 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show.
Children playing in the sun without their shoes or even their trousers on.
What a groovy day!
Tell you what, when I was rummaging around and looking for some new music the other day, well, over the weekend anyway, I came across that particular album. That was the title track. It's called What a Groovy Day, and the band name was called Harmony Grass. But it comes off of a compilation album of all great songs like that, called the British Summer Sunshine Pop Sound, 1967 to 1972. And it's absolutely brilliant. And most of it, to be perfectly honest, most of the songs on it I hadn't heard before. So it's new for me. And believe it or not, I was around at the time too. Right, time on the breakfast show. We're exactly 15 minutes. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock this morning. So it is time to get you spruced up, smelling nice, and on your way to wherever it is you're going to. Of course, you're all back, aren't you? You're all sitting in your cars out there right now, not doing anything. Yeah, just sitting there, not moving. It's school is back today. Dear, oh dear, I feel for you, I really do. In the shower with you this morning. This is a remix. Whitney Houston's I Wanna Dance With Somebody.
Yeah.
And that's it. There we go. But right out of the shower you get Whitney Houston there, and I Want to Dance with Somebody Who Loves Me. And that's brought us to 21 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, here on The Breakfast Show. Yes, schools are still starting. I was just talking to Yasmin, because some of the schools starting today, but some are starting also tomorrow, and I know my nephews are starting out babies on Wednesday. They're probably trying to break it in easy, but I don't think it's working. If you're out there sitting in the traffic, well, that's it. You know, if we didn't have education, we'd be able to move around a lot easier. I'm only joking. Right, let me see. So, well, I'll tell you what, seeing as all of you, if you're sitting out there in the traffic and you're thinking, you know, schools are back again. Oh, what are we going to do? Here's a suggestion. I think that's not the best ending in there. You know what you mean? You know, get your pudding.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
my feelings. Girl, don't cry and tell me nothing's wrong. Girl, don't try to make up for the reasons. I'd rather leave than never believe. If this is it, please let me know. If this ain't love, you better let me go. If this is it, I wanna know. If this ain't love, baby, just say so. You've been thinking and I've been drinking. We both know that it's just not right. Now you're pretending that it's not ending. You say anything to avoid a fight. Girl, don't lie and tell me that you need me. Girl, don't cry and tell me.
This is it. Yes, indeed. If this is it, in actual fact, from Huey Lewis and the news on this morning's breakfast show.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
By the way, did you get back from your vacations okay? Was it you that had that car that didn't stop making that noise? Well, now at Valet Motors in the City of Knowledge, they'll fix that, and with your maintenance, they'll give you free alignment. Make your appointment now with the best mechanical workshop in Clayton. Write to them on 6431 0419. At Valet Motors, they've got a passion for cars, for your car.
Valet Motors.
Have you ever seen Panama from a castle in the mountains of Chicá? Take a deep breath and relax at El Castillo de Kevin, just 1 hour and 40 minutes from the city. You can sleep over or just stay during the day. Enjoy the swimming pool, at the barbecue, with the whole family or friends. Just call 6579-4281. That's 6579-4281 to make your reservation. You'll be surprised.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on
89.3.
Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Absolutely. Great to be with you this morning. It is Monday. It is the 6th of March. If you just joined us, welcome to this morning's Breakfast Show here on 89.3 Cool FM with me, Jerry D. take a look at some of the international news and a rundown of some of the business for today. Starting with the head of Russia's Wagner mercenary force. Well, he has warned that Russia's position around the eastern Ukraine city of Bakhmut was in peril unless his troops got ammunition. The latest sign of tension between the Kremlin and the private militia chief. Ukrainian military officials and analysts also reported leaders of Russia's 155th Brigade fighting near the town of Vuhledar, south of Bakhmut, were resisting orders to attack after sustaining severe losses in attempts to capture it. Taiwan's Defense Minister Chiu Ku-cheng warned on Monday that the island has to be on alert this year for a sudden entry by the Chinese military into areas close to its territory amid rising military tensions across the Taiwan Strait. China has stepped up its military activities around Taiwan in recent years, including almost daily Air Force incursions into the island's air defense identification zone. The United States deployed a B-52 bomber for a joint drill with its ally South Korea on Monday in a show of force against North Korea's nuclear and missile threats, South Korea's defense ministry has said. B-52 bombers, they're capable of carrying nuclear weapons. The air drill came ahead of combined large-scale exercises, including amphibious landings, starting later this month. North Korea has traditionally called for those joint exercises to be stopped, branding them as a prelude to invasion. Iran's supreme leader said on Monday that poisoning schoolgirls is an unforgivable crime which should be punished by death if deliberate, state TV reported amid public anger over a wave of suspected attacks in schools. Over 1,000 girls have suffered poisoning since November, according to state media and officials, with some politicians blaming religious groups opposed to girls' education. A suicide bomber rammed a motorcycle into a police truck in southwestern Pakistan on Monday, killing 9 policemen, a police spokesperson said. Well, spokesperson Mehmood Khan Notiazi told Reuters the attack took place in Sibi. This is a city some 160 kilometers, that's about 100 miles east of Quetta, the capital of Balochistan province. Hospital officials have said that at least 7 policemen were wounded in that attack, the latest in a series targeting police personnel in Pakistan. Britain's Prince Harry and his wife Meghan have received an invitation to his father's, that's King Charles's, coronation, but will not yet confirm publicly whether they will attend, a spokesperson for Harry said on Sunday. Preparations for the event in May have been overshadowed by the couple's damning revelations about the King, Harry's elder brother, Prince William, and other royals in his recent memoir, a Netflix documentary, and a series of TV interviews. Looking at business, world shares and bonds edged up on Monday as investors assessed a lower growth target from China than many had expected, with testimony from Fed Chairman Jerome Powell and jobs data this week that could decide the pace of future rate hikes. There was some disappointment that Beijing chose to lowball its growth outlook with a target of 5% rather than the 5.5% plus favored by the market. Safe haven government bond prices rallied with the yield on 10-year treasuries down 4 basis points to 3.92% following last week's spike that was above 4%. Still, the recent run of data, which has significantly reduced expectations of a recession, has been strong enough to keep investors optimistic. While Chinese stocks dropped, MSCI's broadest index of Asia-Pacific shares outside of Japan was still up 0.5% by 9:33 GMT today, while Japan's Nikkei touched the three-month high. European stocks also rose, with the Pan-European Stock 600 index up 0.1%, nearing its highest since February of 2022. S&P 500 futures signaled US markets were also set to open up higher. Oil prices slipped on Monday after China set a lower-than-expected target for economic growth this year at around 5%, and as investors cautiously awaited US Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell's testimony this week. Brent crude futures was trading down at down 71 cents or 0.8% at $85.12 a barrel. That was at 1000 hours GMT. US West Texas Intermediate WTI crude futures were also down 59 cents or 0.7% at $79.09. And there we go. That's our look. Some of the things in the international news for you this morning, and also a look at what's happening so far this morning in the world of business across the globe. Now, looking out the studio window this morning, now it's very sort of overcast today, but I was reading a piece in the news over the weekend saying that we've got a lot of apparently sand dust coming over from the Sahara Desert, which happens occasionally, doesn't it? Saying that it was going to be at its worst yesterday and today. So that could be some of the reason we have a sort of hazier outlook this morning as we look out over the Bay of Panama. Sand everywhere. This is Steely Dan on this morning's breakfast show. They're not everywhere. They're just with us here. Reeling in the ears.
Thank you. The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
There we go. That's DeFaze and My Society. Keep an eye on the time. Exactly 15 minutes right now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Taking a look at some of the local news stories for you at the top of the hour, 8 o'clock, and we'll be doing that again at 9. So if you haven't joined us yet, you know. Won't be hearing us, will they? Let's say a few good mornings, shall we? We're going to start off with Mary Lou, bright and breezy with us this morning, as always. And she was telling me earlier on the traffic was horrible out there this morning. Of course, it is back to school time. And I know around here where I live, it's not so much in the mornings, but certainly in the afternoons, around about 4 o'clock or around that area, it can take about 20 minutes just to get down the street. So anyway, school's back today, so boys and girls, if you're going back, a lot of people enjoy school, don't they? It wasn't exactly my cup of tea. But also good morning to the mums and dads who are probably joining us here on The Breakfast Show for the first time since December. Lovely to have you back. And Mary Lou was also saying buses are impossible, but so far she said I am on time. So there. Let's say now, let's go over to Athens in Greece. Say a very good morning to Renee and Rick over there. Good morning, says Renee. Happy Monday. I believe, if I recall correctly, which you do, it is Dr. Computer's birthday today. It is indeed. Shall we do, I tell you what, shall we do one of these while we think about it? So this is for Dr. Computer, Alex Newman.
Start now.
And there we go. Very happy birthday, Dr. Computer, Alex Newman. And it comes from all of us here on The Breakfast Show, and of course our listeners as well, who listen to you on a Thursday. Renee goes on to say for everybody, have a great week. And you asked if we could play a song from Pentatonix, and it's this one. It's just called Happy.
Hi, I'm feeling happy. Tell me how you're feeling.
Happy.
We about to do this cause we happy, 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 happy. Hey, it might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Oh, sunshine, she's here, you're gonna take a break. Hey, I'm lonely, we can go to space. Oh no, with the air like I don't care, baby, burn.
Pentatonix, and their version of Pharrell Williams is Happy. No musical instruments there, I tell you. And a very good morning to Jessica this morning. She says, hi, Jerry, and yes, we're back on the way to school. And she says, it's Andy's last first day, so feeling happy and sad at the same time. That's all right, if it's his last day, his first last day, or his last first day, don't worry, send him out to work soon. Anyway, lovely to have you back, Jessica. Great to be with you this morning. And let's say a very good morning to Ashley. Good morning to you. He says, good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, and all your faithful listeners worldwide. And let's get Monday and the whole week moving smoothly. I'll tell you what, we got a good one for that. You asked if we could play this one from Shalimar. A Night to Remember. Tell you what, I had a Saturday to remember. They're the races. It was brilliant. What a good choice that was. Shalimar and A Night to Remember. Oh, brings back some of those disco memories, doesn't it? Time on The Breakfast Show, 5 minutes. That's away from the hour of 8 o'clock here on 89.3 Cool FM. Still to come up, we'll be checking in with Ingrid and finding out what life is like in the world of Elvi, an everyday story of country folk. Also, Yasmin, see how the weekend went and what she's got planned. You know what she's like. Busy, 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 busy. Busy, busy, busy. As for me, I should just sit here and play the music. If I can, I can help.
I got two strong arms.
If you don't stop him, I just keep going, you know that, don't you? I Can Help from Billy Swan. Take us up towards the top of the hour, and it's time to take a look at some of the local news stories.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Have you ever seen Panama from a castle in the mountains of Chicá? Take a deep breath and relax at El Castillo de Kevin, just 1 hour and 40 minutes from the city. You can sleep over or just stay during the day. Enjoy the swimming pool, at the barbecue, with the whole family or friends. Just call 6579-4281. That's 6579-4281 to make your reservation. You'll be surprised. By the way, did you get back from your vacations okay? Was it you that had that car that didn't stop making that noise? Well, now at Valet Motors in the City of Knowledge, they'll fix that, and with your maintenance, they'll give you free alignment. Make your appointment now with the best mechanical workshop in Clayton. Write to them on 6431 0419. At Valet Motors, they've got a passion for cars, for your car.
Valley Motors. It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
That's a nice one, isn't it? Mr. Adam Lambert and Time for Miracles. And before that, well, you know, there was The Police, of course, and Every Breath That You Take. Time on The Breakfast Show, we are 20 minutes right now. That's after the hour of 8 o'clock.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? It's Monday. Woohoo! Yes, it's Monday. And I have some news to share with you today. For the first time, our electricity went out and I started the generator. Oh, I'm so happy. It's a start generator with a little push button. Well, not like a push button hotel. It's a push button generator. Don't get any wrong ideas. You turn the crank and then you adjust the throttle and boom, it starts up. Yeah, we're without electricity, and it went out early in the morning, and I, thanks to my Valentine's gift from the cook, I'm so happy I have a generator that I started all by myself. So, this is going to be a pretty exciting week. I don't know about any of you guys over there, but I also have some other interesting news. This week I will be traveling to a special country, and I will give you a report from that country on Monday. I'm flying out on Friday, so Monday we'll have a special news report from a different finca. A finca somewhere else in the world. I'm so excited. I can't wait to share it with you. But, hey, got to do what's right. All right, well, it's windy. It's chilly. We have our windows kind of closed because it's cold outside. Baby, it's cold outside. But it's not winter. It's dry season. And we're waiting for the sun to come out. I can hear the generator roaring, and I'm happy because now the first thing I said to the cook, I said, I have to go start the generator if I want coffee. She said, now I know where your priorities are. And I said, yeah, coffee first. Coffee in the morning with Jerry. Got to do it. All right. Hope you guys are going to have a wonderful Monday. Hey, I'm driving into the city on Wednesday. So you tell everybody, stay off the streets. Give me a nice clear path. I like getting in nice and easy. So you guys get off the streets so I don't have any tranque. All right. You guys be safe. And I hope all goes well. And I'll be talking to you then tomorrow. Until then, back to you in the studio. We'll be right back.
Oakley. Philip Oakley and Giorgio Moroder there, and together in Electric Dreams. Now, hospital food doesn't really get a thumbs up, really, does it? But things are changing a little bit over in the UK. This is hospitals in the UK. Instead of farm meat, patients at some hospitals are being served wild venison, which proponents say is healthier and more sustainable. The quality of hospital food has always been a hot potato, but patients in Lancashire are giving 5 stars to the wild venison dishes being cooked up thanks to a new initiative. This is a new initiative there with the Forestry Commission, and it's sort of gone down really well. It says here the East Lancashire Hospitals Trust has been serving wild meat now from the Forest of Bowland, which is just 13 miles away, thanks to a partnership with the government agency which manages 250,000 hectares of English woodland. High in vitamin B, protein and iron, and very low in fat, venison is one of the healthiest and most sustainable meats. No natural predators such as wolves or lynx to keep deer populations in check. The animals can decimate the biodiversity of woodlands by over-foraging the understory that provides habitat in other wildlife. And this is Forestry England culls so that, you know, they kill about 15,000 deer annually as part of its woodland management. And it's fantastic that we're now feeding National Health Service patients from the nation's forests, said Forestry England's lead wildlife manager, Nigel Forrester. Venison is lean, full of vitamins, and is wild, and managing the deer is great for biodiversity and forest conditions. How about that? All helping each other, aren't they? And by the way, venison, just in case perhaps some people might know what we call it over there, is deer. You know, the cute-looking deer, but too many of them. 28 minutes after 8 o'clock.
This time I'll let you be, 'cause
Swedish House Mafia, together with The Weeknd there on that one, Moth to a Flame. Right, I tell you what, I've just got some a bit of news in here from Mary Lou, which I didn't know anything about, which is probably not unusual. She just said, did you know, she says, she wishes everybody a good day, by the way, and did you know that Andy Summers will be here in Panama next March the 14th at the Ateneo in the Ciudad de Saber? I said, no, I didn't know anything about it, because Andy Summers was the guitarist for Police. Yeah. And he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a band member. That was in 2003. And he's got quite a number of solo albums out as well, I think. Collaborated with other musicians, composed film scores, and exhibited his photography in galleries as well. He's quite a busy boy. Comes from a place called Poulton Le Fylde, spelled F-Y-L-D-E, in Lancashire in England. And believe it or not, you know, I was saying to the good lady yesterday, Christina, I said, you know, the thing is, it's really strange, is that, you know, we were watching on Saturday night. We just went through a whole load of, YouTube play music videos, sort of, you know, independently, and they had Dire Straits fairly recently. And, of course, I remember Dire Straits, you know, in the 80s, and you don't seem to realise, do you, that they don't look the same. And as I said, you know, it's really strange. And of course, same thing applies, of course, to Andy Summers, because now he's 80 years of age. Anyway, Mary Lou says he will be with Brazilian musicians drummer Joel Barone from Paralamas do Sucessos and Rodrigo Santos, bassist and singer from Barão Vermelho. I think that's probably about wrong. Love my pronunciation, don't you? Especially when it comes to Portuguese. So, yeah, I didn't know anything about that. If I can find out more information, I will let you all know. That's at the Ateneo, apparently, on the 14th of March. Time on The Breakfast Show here, 26 minutes right now. That's before the hour of, 9 o'clock. Don't forget, if you missed the news at 8, I do have it again for you at 9 o'clock. Take a deep breath. It's Maurice Albert and Feelings.
Feelings. Nothing more than feelings. Trying to forget my feelings of love. Teardrops rolling down on my face, trying to forget my feelings of love. Feelings for all my life, I'll feel. I wish I've never met you, girl. You'll never come again. Feeling, oh, 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 feeling, oh, 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 feeling. Again. Feelings like I've never had you again in my heart. Feelings for my life, I'll feel it. I wish I'd never met you, girl. Come again. Feelings. Feelings like I've never lost you.
feelings like I'll never have you again in my life. Feeling, oh, oh, feeling, oh, 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 feeling again in my life.
Tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and the Breakfast Show.
I'm all confused and I don't know what to do. I still can't get over loving you. I've had time. Loving you. Every time I run into your friends, I just have to ask them with who and where you've been. And when they tell me what I really didn't want to know, it only breaks my heart. It makes me want you more. When I hear your name, I get more insane. I still can't get over loving you. I can't turn you loose, though I know it's self-abuse. I still can't get over loving you. I've tried to get involved with someone new, but it's just no use, 'cause I expect them to be like you. Baby, I don't know what I'm gonna do. If every girl I date resembles you, oh, help me, baby, I'm going crazy. I still can't get over loving you. No, you're tearing my heart apart, 'cause I still can't get over loving you. Girl, I'm so sad, and it hurts me so bad, knowing you're with someone else. So I have no right to be. I'm filled with jealousy, 'cause I want you for myself. I'm not blaming you. Oh, baby, it's your fault if you don't feel the way I do. And even though I wish that you still loved me, it still won't change the way I feel for you. Girl, I can't forget this night over yet. I still can't get over loving you. To every breath you take, I'll be watching you, girl. I still can't get over loving you. There's no way that this thing is through. No,
I still can't get over.
Not yet. I ain't through loving you. I'm getting mad, girl. Don't you ever try to leave. No, no.
There we go, Ray Parker Jr. and I Still Can't Get Over Loving You. Breakfast show time is 18 minutes before 9 o'clock. We're going to check in a little bit later on with Yasmin to see how her weekend went. And also possibly today we've got a couple of people in the world of entertainment that was born on this day. We'll see. And let me see. I did mention Saturday. What a great event we had. This was the day of the races. Put on by the British Chamber, and of course it's the first one. They literally had to cancel the previous one a couple of years ago because of the pandemic. It was just about to happen and it bang disappeared. Kept my tickets, and so I was able to go yesterday, and it was really good fun, and beautifully done. They had a couple of they had the new Land Rover Defender there for us to have a nose at as well, which was for me quite interesting. And it was eight races, I think it was. I did manage until about the last two races to not do any betting, because I thought if I drink enough, I'll make a profit. But I did, and my luck continued from the last time I went to day at the races, and I didn't win anything. I'm one of these people that, you know, sort of bets on a horse because I like the name. No science at all, which explains a lot. But met a lot of great people there as well, which I hadn't seen for a long time. Some new people, which was all very nice. So that was a great time spent out. Went with our co-producer, Neil. He and I both went. And we left about 6 o'clock because Neil was going off for dinner with friends. That's Ed at Anchor. Good morning to you, Ed, if you're listening, because it was his birthday yesterday. Yesterday was his birthday. Anyway, Neil was going off for dinner, and so we left about 6 o'clock. But they were going on until about 10 o'clock in the evening, or 10 o'clock at night. And as they were setting up, as I was just sort of leaving, was the Simons Brothers. And they were going to be playing there, which was great. So sadly, I missed that. But not to worry. Another time. 16 before 9 o'clock.
Yeah!
There we go. That's Incognito. And following that was featuring on that track was Jocelyn. And that's Jocelyn Brown. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're making our way to 12 minutes before 9 o'clock. And I tell you what, when I was rummaging through my music yesterday, and kind of thinking I must play this one. I think I played it about a month or so ago, I'm not sure. But the title is one that I can never resist. It's by Johnny Guitar Watson, of course, an American musician, and a singer-songwriter. Very flamboyant showman and electric guitarist in the style of T-Bone Walker. His recording career spanned 40 years and encompassed rhythm and blues, funk and soul music. Sadly, no longer with us. He died at just the age of 61. He collapsed with a heart attack while he was actually performing in Yokohama in Japan. But the beautiful thing about people like that, all these musicians, is their music lives on. And here is Johnny Guitar Watson.
One, two.
Babies in love with the radio.
Years just to know how to reach over, turn on the radio to hear some funk rock. To be what they call all the way live. So I drove out to the park way out on Interstate 405. I got kind of serious as she slid through the door. And then I kind of put my arms around her. Okay, we don't do that no more. And then one of my knees kind of hit on the floor. She reached over, turned on the radio to hear some funk rock and blues.
Yes, Johnny Guitar Watson. What a great performer. Talking of great performers, the good lady, we were carrying on, we were sitting here in the studio last night, And again, going through some YouTube now, I'm a great fan of Dame Shirley Bassey. I've sort of followed her, been to her concerts whenever she was in London. Used to go and see her. She was often performed at London Palladium. I used to enjoy that, Dame Shirley Bassey. And I came across this track because it's a cover that she's done, and I've only listened to it very briefly. Because as I was running, I thought, I'll put that in the playlist for tomorrow because I want to see what it's like. Now, we all know the song by the Police, Englishman in New York. Well, here's Dame Shirley Bassey's version.
Take tea, my dear. I like my toast done on one side, and you can hear it in my accent when I talk. I'm an Englishman in New York. You see me walking down Fifth Avenue, a walking cane here at my side. I take it everywhere I walk. I'm an Englishman in New York. Whoa, I'm an alien. I'm a legal alien. I'm an Englishman in New York. Whoa, I'm an alien. I'm a legal alien. I'm an Englishman in of man, as someone said, he's the hero of the day. It takes a man to suffer ignorance and smile. Be yourself, no matter what they say. Whoa, I'm an alien. I'm a legal alien. I'm an Englishman in New York. Whoa. Society at night, a candle brighter than the sun. Takes more than combat gear to make a man. Takes more than a license for a gun. Confront your enemies, avoid them when you can. A gentleman will walk but never run. Whoa, I'm an alien. I'm a legal alien. I'm an Englishman in New York. Whoa.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
You cry diamonds, give it shine.
The Jonas Brothers and Who's in Your Head. Breakfast show time, 9 o'clock.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
By the way, did you get back from your vacations okay? Was it you that had that car that didn't stop making that noise? Well, now at Valet Motors in the City of Knowledge, they'll fix that, and with your maintenance, they'll give you free alignment. Make your appointment now with the best mechanical workshop in Clayton. Write to them on 6431 0419. And Valet Motors, they've got a passion for cars, for your car.
Valet Motors.
Have you ever seen Panama from a castle in the mountains of Chicá? Take a deep breath and relax at El Castillo de Kevin, just 1 hour and 40 minutes from the city. You can sleep over or just stay during the day. Enjoy the swimming pool, at the barbecue, with the whole family or friends. Just call 6579-4281. That's 6579-4281 to make your reservation. You'll be surprised.
Houses claiming back the land, burning the bridges, cleaning up your hands, 'cause now our love bears no resemblance, ooh, to what we had before. So this real revolution, this good revolution, baby, where you're not below me anymore.
Never, never love
will never be enough.
Never be enough.
Just ain't good enough, yeah.
Never, never love
will never.
The scars of your love remind me of It's three in a row on The Breakfast Show.
Go. Yes, it was three in a row. We started off with Simply Red, Never Never Love. Followed on Adele, she was Rolling in the Deep. And last but not least, there, Bryan Adams, who's So Happy It Hurts, which is always nice, isn't it? Let's go and say good morning to Yasmin. Good morning, Yas.
Hello, good morning. Yes. Good morning.
That's what we are. We're so happy here, but it hurts. Yes. There's so much excitement and thrills and happiness here. It's unbelievable. We're always happy, aren't we, Yas?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, every day.
Mm-hmm.
And how was your weekend? Because you was going to go shopping for school things.
Mm-hmm.
How was that? Elbows out?
Yes, a little bit. Because, you know, we went early.
Mm-hmm.
So it was good. It was okay.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Good, 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 good.
Yeah, we got everything. And on Sunday, I went to the Flamenco Fit event.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, mm-hmm. How was that?
It was so different, you know. It was crowded.
Right.
And we were surprised because, you know, it was full of women. And we were like, they're supposed to be, you know, thinking about the school for tomorrow. But no, they were there. And it was crowded and it was amazing.
Of course they were. Very because nice. We were talking about it on the show, weren't we?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Very nice vibe. You know, we were celebrating Women's Day that is coming this week.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we did some exercise, and they had a beautiful setup in the stage with lights and music and everything. It was awesome. And remember Sabrina, you interviewed her before.
Of course, that's right.
She was there also doing exercise on her wheelchair, and but it was awesome. Everything was good.
Oh, excellent. Nice well, that's good to know.
Yes. Thanks a lot for the invitation to Pecardigans, the agency.
Excellent. Goody, 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 goody.
Yes, yes.
Did you exercise?
Yes, but you know, it was kind of hard because sometimes you have to do exercises in the floor. You have to lay down in the floor, and it was hard because it was crowded.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to do that. I wouldn't be able to get up again.
But yeah, we did most of them.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, excellent. Yeah. And how much was how did the flamenco sort of fit into it all?
Well, you know, it's more with the arms up.
Right. Oh, okay.
How do you call the fan? Not a fan.
The fan. The thingy thing. Yes, a fan.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So they show us some positions and some movements. Yeah, it was different.
Oh, cool.
We love it.
Oh, that's good. And anything else you did over the weekend apart from shopping? And well, it's enough, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
I went to the day at the races.
Oh, yes. I saw your photo.
Yeah, that was really good fun.
Yeah.
Really good fun. Met a lot of interesting people as well. And, but, no, because you had it downstairs. You could, you know, they had a room upstairs which overlooked the track. But downstairs they had some sort of tables, and there was a restaurant down there where you could, which was for us as well. And the food they laid on was excellent. So much of it, too.
That's good.
And you know what was interesting? The one downstairs, the restaurant downstairs, right, I had some pasta, which was delicious. But what they had was, it's a bit like, you know, when you go and have an omelette made in a restaurant. Well, they had little bowls of cling film with pasta in. So that was a serving. And they had their twirly pasta. And that looks like the tower in on Calle 50, you know, that type of pasta.
Ah, yes.
And then they had the, I think it's linguine, the flat one. And in different, and then what you did, you said they had red sauce and they had white sauce. And then you could add what ingredients you wanted.
Oh, wow.
And then they would bring it to you. And I had the white sauce, the creamy sauce with the fettuccine with bacon in it, and mushrooms. And it's very, very nice. Excellent. And plenty to drink.
Oh, yeah?
If it wasn't for my stupidity in betting on the last two races, I would have made a good profit.
So you did bet?
I did bet on the last two races.
Ah.
And I, when I do bet, I have to have faith, so I always bet to win, which is even more stupid. So that was the end of that. So, no, as an event, it was very, very good. They had they had the new, because for me it was very interesting, the big event of my day was the new Land Rover Defender. The new one that came out was there, and it was a special $100,000+.
Wow.
So we need to do more advertising, yes.
But somebody won the car, or
no, what? it wasn't a prize.
Ah.
No, it wasn't a prize. Well, I didn't think so. If it was a prize, I'd have bought a horse. It'd have been cheaper, and I could have tried to win it. But there was a very nice guy there, and talking about the car, you know, he knew what he was talking about. And because I told him, I said, well, I said, I've got the best Freelander in town. You see, and he said, oh, he said, I'm not sure if I know. Oh, he said, oh, yes, I know. I know one. Yeah, I said, yeah. Do you want to do a swap? No interest. And I was telling him about, you know, the wonderful thing about, you know, when you buy a Land Rover or a Range Rover or whatever, and, you know, they tell you that it's an off-road car. And, you know, you assume that means all terrain, it goes anywhere. No, it means it's in the shop.
Oh, okay.
Which mine is again. But this has got nothing to do with the car. This is all to do with Mr. Savonge.
Oh, yeah.
And not fixing the roads, because they are absolutely atrocious still. And I don't know if you noticed, some places where they filled the holes, you now got a little mountain. You know, and you bounce over it.
Yes, exactly.
You know? So they're not even actually flattening.
No, the roads out.
And I tell you, I reckon the worst piece of road is when you come down, if you know when you're coming down to Calle 50 for the ASA building, when if you come from Avenida de San Juan Luis, and you come down, then you've got a set of lights behind Soho Mall. That piece of road going from San Juan Luis down to those traffic lights, is atrocious.
Mm-hmm.
It's not holes,
mm-hmm.
but it's you know, like this, you bounce all over the place.
Oh yes.
Yeah, it's really it's we lead an exciting life, and it's not just the roads, because you were telling me a story about Monica and the pavement.
Oh yes, poor Monica.
The sidewalks.
Yeah, she was walking at night, and the lighting wasn't good there, so she couldn't see the.
Well, half the sidewalk was missing.
Yes, so sad.
And we're walking down there, and somebody stopped me, and then there was a square hole. Mm-hmm. Which would normally have some kind of top on it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought, well, if I was elderly and I'm not looking, and you leg when you break your leg,
mm-hmm.
you know, yeah, and I don't understand, you know, and then they're complaining mm-hmm. about tourism.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, it's more dangerous walking sometimes.
Yes.
Not so much now with all the holes, mm-hmm. but it's more dangerous walking than it is driving sometimes.
Exactly.
I mean, somebody needs to take responsibility for the sidewalks mm-hmm. and make this city attractive for people to walk.
Exactly, yeah.
Good grief.
Mm-hmm.
but she's okay.
Yeah, she feels fine now.
Yeah.
But, you know, with she hit in her face and the head.
Mm.
So, you know, that's dangerous. So.
No, of course it is. Of course it is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. So, should we do a piece of music? Cheer ourselves up.
Oh, yes, sure.
Man digging a hole. There's a song by the Beatles about man digging a hole. I must dig that one. I must find that one.
Yeah, good idea.
He digging a hole. Anyway, what have you got? Because you've got a couple of born on this day in music.
Oh, yes. The first one is Mary Wilson. She was born in 1944. Vocals at the Supremes.
Oh, yeah.
Who had the 1964 UK and US number one single, Baby Love,
mm-hmm.
plus 11 other US number one singles.
Oh, okay. Guess what we're going to play? We're going to play
Baby Love.
One of those tracks she has played then and playing again.
Mm-hmm.
1966, if I remember right.
I love them, yeah.
Yeah, that was mm-hmm. brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now let me see. What have you got today? You got invites?
No, today just working.
Oh, well, shame on you. You know that infers that when you go to all these events, that's not working. You know that, don't you?
Of course it's working.
Oh, really?
Too, but, you know, it's more enjoyable.
It's easier.
Yes, but we do have events this week, so.
Oh, you do?
We're going together, yes, of course.
Oh, yes, we go on Wednesday, we go on. Mm-hmm, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's going to be nice.
On Wednesday and Friday, don't forget it.
What am I doing on Friday?
The other one that is here in Cinta Costera.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm still beer.
Oh, that's right, it's beer. Mm-hmm. I should have remembered that. That'll be good.
So, yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. We can rest for now, and then we're going to enjoy at the end of the week.
That's it, yeah. So, we'll have a nap. So, yeah, good week this week. Mm-hmm. All right. What else have we got for in the world of music? I think we've got another one of my favorites coming up.
Uh-huh. The other one was born in 1945, Hugh Grundy. Mm-hmm. English musician who is the drummer with the Zombies, who had 4 US hits, She's Not There, Tell Her No, She's Coming Home, and Time of the Season.
Ah, yeah, Time of the Season. There's another one of theirs. I might dig that out and play two in a row.
Okay.
Because I'm going to start off with She's Not There.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she acted, the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright. But she's not there. Well, no one told me about her. What could I do? Well, no one told me about her. Well, they all knew. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. The way she acted, the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright. But she's not there. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she acted, the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright. But she's not there. Love runs high in this time. Give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands
to show you everyone. It's the time of the season for love.
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Be rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time.
what's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Here is he rich like me? Has he taken?
Has he taken
any time?
Any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you what
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
There we go. So, 60s and 70s there with the Zombies.
Mm-hmm.
Great stuff.
Very nice, yeah.
Yeah.
It's all different, you know?
It is. Well, we were very different in those days, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We had fun.
What was that sound like? What was it?
Sorry. Can you do that again? I didn't quite catch it.
It's a different sound that I don't know what is it. It's something like... Something really...
Oh, on the song.
Uh-huh.
That, believe it or not, that's a Hammond organ. That plays that note. Yeah.
Okay.
No, I used to love going to see them, some of the groups that used these big... They were big organs.
Uh-huh.
And they used to get this sort of effect.
Uh-huh.
It's not flanging, but it's... What used to happen was a big speaker
mm-hmm.
Built in the front of the organ.
Mm.
And it would spin.
Oh yeah.
So as it spun around, because mm-hmm. you've got this effect of the, you know, the sound there and back, you know, on and off, all the thing.
Okay.
And that was very clever. But yeah, the Hammond organs had a beautiful sound, and that's where he's getting that little rhythm thingy mm-hmm. going.
Mm-hmm.
And
but nobody uses that anymore, right?
No, because now they're all the organs uh-huh. are electronic. You know,
yeah.
they're all these little keyboards. In those days, these were big organs,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and no electronics.
Yeah, that's
you know,
interesting.
You made the sounds from there, and then say the spinning thing as well. They're very very clever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, you have to show me a video about that or something.
Right. that's my task for the day. Find me a warbling organ. there's good and bad music at any time, but
mm-hmm.
When I look back, the music I grew up with was absolutely brilliant, because
mm-hmm.
it wasn't just music. We were changing things.
Mm-hmm.
We were changing the type of music, because
yes.
it didn't exist up until then,
mm-hmm.
because it was all BBC and all these kind of things. And then when, you know, likes of the Beatles and the Rolling Stones and all these guys, they changed music.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. But there's still good music around. For instance, I used to love soul. I still do. I love soul music.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that was quite big in those times. Again, I loved playing soul music.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But, there we go. So you're going off to work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just about to finish work
mm-hmm.
in a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
What's the time? Oh, about 10 minutes time.
Mm-hmm.
And Mary Lou, by the way, she dropped us a little line. She
mm-hmm.
says here, she said, too bad she was at the beach, so she couldn't go to the flamenco fit. But she says, yeah, shame, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wish I had a good excuse like that. And Mary Lou says, would you please play a flamenco song from the Gypsy Kings? And it's Joby Joba.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
here we go. Now that is, that's the Zombies. I don't know if you try doing a flamenco fit to the Zombies, but it doesn't quite work. This is the Gypsy Kings. This is the Gypsy Kings. Come on, Marianne. Ask for something else next time, Marilyn. All right, yes, we'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah, see you tomorrow.
All right. We go with Aerosmith and Walk This Way. I tell you what, taking us out of this morning's program, we've got a great track. It's What Is Love from Howard Jones, but it's the symphonic version. Oh, what a great version that is. I love it. I love a lot of these symphonic versions of the songs. And that's it, Howard Jones and What Is Love. And that has brought us to the end of this morning's breakfast show. Yes, time for me to go off and do something else for the rest of the day. And I hope you enjoyed our last 3 hours, for at least as long as you've been with us this morning. And don't forget, we'll be back tomorrow, same time, 7 o'clock in the morning. Thanks go out today, though, of course, to Ingrid, who managed to use a push button to get her generator to work, which is all rather nice. Congratulations on that one. Big thanks, of course, to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio, not just for doing all the production work and social media stuff as well, but for our choice today of Born on This Day in Music. Big thanks to my co-producer, Neil Danby, for a lot of the background information he gets for us today. Well, every day here on The Breakfast Show. Big thank you to him. The boys and girls at Grupa Grada who keep us up and running. And as always to you, our listeners, our advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us. As I said, we'll be back with you same time tomorrow, 7 o'clock in the morning, whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and then. Do it carefully. You won't be able to do things very fast. Remember, it's the first day of school today. This afternoon might be a good time to just send an Uber for the kids. Do it that way. That's the easiest way to do it. So anyway, I'll be back 7 o'clock. Whatever it is you're going to be doing, do it carefully. Because tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock, what I want to be doing, I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. All right, from me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Kiros. Co-producer, Neil Danby.